Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Merry Christmas and happy holidays as we celebrate our last show of the season. Next week, Conducting Conversations will have a special repeat program on Friday night at 7 o'clock, where we'll be featuring recording artist Noel and songs from her CD, A New England Christmas. It was a show we did a couple years ago, and we're going to be repeating that on Friday night. Tonight, we are very fortunate to have, as usual, some special guests from the Ocean State Theater Company. Amy Turner is back. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Mike. Nice. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you and yours and everyone involved with the theater. And we have the director, I'm going to see if I can get the title right, Director of Education and Other Things.
Wow.
Jason Lodi.
Exactly what my business card says, yes.
Right, Jason Lodi is here. Welcome back, Jason. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to see you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And we're going to have an opportunity tonight to talk about things that we don't normally have a chance to talk about with Ocean State. Pretty much on a regular basis, every 4 or 5 weeks, Amy is in, talking about the next show in. But she was here a couple weeks ago as we opened White Christmas. And Amy, still, White Christmas has still got 1 week left, right?
That's right. 6 performances, Tuesday through Saturday.
And there are still some tickets available, although you've had some sellouts. So if you're interested in getting to White Christmas, which I highly recommend, what a great show, check it out and get the few remaining seats that are left.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night all have a pretty good availability, but our matinees seem to be very exciting to most people. And I think what's making me happiest is I consistently hear so many people as they exit the theater just really saying, now I'm in the holiday spirit. And I love it because it's one of the shows you can bring your grandparents to and you can bring your grandchildren to. It's really just a lot of fun for everybody.
It was a great, great performance that I've seen already twice, and I'm going to see again, as a matter of fact, because I have clients that keep calling up and say, I want to see White Christmas. I say, well, I'll take you.
Wonderful.
That way I get
Thank
a chance
you.
To see it again. And it's one of those things where if you are interested in tickets, you can go online and look, see what tickets are available by going to oceanstatetheater.org and just check on White Christmas, then go to buy tickets, and you can even go to the Let Me Choose My Seats option and see what's available there. And if you call before midnight tonight, you get the special Amy discount. Well, maybe not, but anyway.
I'm not sure anybody will be there to answer the phone, but if somebody does, we'll be very nice to you.
That's right. The box office is open after noontime all during the week, so check that out. And call tomorrow. Be the first to call at noontime. Jason, I mentioned your title at Ocean State Theater, which I think has changed since the first time you were there and maybe the first time you're on, or have you always been the Director of Education and Other Stuff?
Maybe it changed. The Director of Educational Programming and Community Outreach.
Okay, the community outreach part is the part I missed. Okay.
Yeah.
So is that because you're tall and have long arms?
And I love to talk to people, too. Okay. Oh, I get the outreach part now.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Well, and that doesn't list his job description of what didn't get on his business card, which is that he's amazingly involved with our teen company, and he's basically producing the cabaret club, and he's our volunteer coordinator. So we have hit the gold mine with this guy, let me tell you.
Wow.
I like to think that if Amy doesn't want it on her desk, she just randomly slips it onto my desk, and that's how I end up getting my job.
There you go. Well, yeah. that's a good thing, and we're glad to have you with us. And we're going to talk, and tonight's show is, as usual, is in three segments, so we've kind of broken down what we're going to talk about tonight to three different subjects. The first one is the cabaret series that Amy just mentioned. And that's something that runs all year long or just occasionally? How does that work?
It has become year-round now, yes. We started in November of 2015. A great artist named John Abernathy was our first cabaret artist. And we just did, the most recent was Eden Castile performed for us for our December cabaret, which would be our 13th month in a row of the Cabaret Club.
Eden, you may not realize, is a past guest on Conducting Conversations.
Fantastic.
So in her own right. So that was a couple of years ago, but I understand she did a great show and look forward to lots of others. What other people do we have coming up?
So we've got, it's always the second Tuesday of every month. So the next one that we've got will be January 10th, and that is a Boston artist named Colleen Powers. And many people know her as Dame Colleen Powers.
Uh-oh.
She does Tea with the Dame on Sunday nights at the Napoleon Room at Club Cafe.
Okay.
And her traditional and our house accompanist, Jim Rice, will be there. Jim is now based out of New York City, and he is a master accompanist who he can tell you what key you should sing a song in just by talking to you.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Now, when you said Dame, that kind of, you know, brings me back to the days of Dame Edna.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did you know Dame Edna, Amy?
Yes. I had the very enormous privilege of working with Dame Edna on the Broadway stage.
There you go. There you go. And that gives a little bit of a connotation that it might not be a completely family show. Is that correct?
No, correct. Colleen's act is a little more for the adults. This is not one that I would necessarily bring the kids to. She's a lot of fun.
All right. And you brought some music with you, and this first piece is from a very famous performer.
It sure is. This one, in the cabaret style, figuring out, you know, those great artists. This is Patti LuPone, and this is something that kind of fits that canon of the All-American Songbook or the Great American Songbook. So this is The Boy Next Door, Patti LuPone doing that.
The moment I saw him smile, I knew he was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, for I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see there's no hope for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and he lives at 5133. How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door affection for me won't display. I just adore him, so I can't ignore him, the boy.
Beautiful music. provided by Patty, and we'll have a lot more. That's kind of how you say it in the radio industry, Jason. You may not be familiar with that. Theater is, you don't talk like that, but on the radio, that's the way we talk. A lot of more better music coming up.
Much more better.
Actually, Jason, one of the things that people are probably wondering, if they've been to the Ocean State Theater, and if they haven't, shame on them, mm-hmm. but the ones that have been, they were thinking about cabaret style, and they think about the theater and think, well, that's not really like a cabaret because there's 400 seats there.
We create magic in the lobby. So if you have been there, you probably have seen at the far end of the lobby, there's a small stage with a little grand piano on it.
Okay.
And there's a black curtain draped behind it. We set up some tables and chairs out there in the lobby, and we seat about 75.
It is fantastically intimate.
Yeah, okay. Like cabaret should be.
Right.
It has special lighting, too. They dim the lights. It's very dramatic.
Okay.
It's really kind of beautiful in
there. It is. It's very pretty. Very pretty with the lights all set up. You pay $15. You get a drink from the bar. We've got that, you know, fantastic finger food bar mix. We've got cheese and crackers and fruit plates that are available for purchase. The bar is open during the whole show, and it's right there.
No, wait a minute. It's $15 for a ticket, and you get a drink?
And you get a drink, yeah.
Well, you know, I have to talk to you guys. And, of course, you don't have to pay for parking either. Right. Business-wise, you know, you're not... That's not too bright. I mean, if my wife goes there, I mean, she always spends $15 for one drink when she goes to a theater.
What is she ordering? Yeah. Wow. Good for her.
But she's getting umbrellas, that's a great deal. And there's Munchies available.
Munchies available for purchase. And it's such a fun evening. You know, we start out with the headliner act who is there, which, as you know, it's been a great number of people. And then the second act of the show, it actually opens up and we do an open mic. So if you're a singer, amateur, in the shower, in the car, or studying it or whatever it may be, bring your sheet music. Or if, you know, these guys that are playing for us, Jim Rice and Brian Patton, they're brilliant. Their minds just know music. So there are some times where they'll just know your song.
Right.
And they play by ear. It's remarkable what these guys are doing. We end every single time, we end with the Rainbow Connection. We invite the audience to sing along with us, and the lyrics are on the table for you. And it's a gorgeous evening. It's you don't expect it in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Well, there you go. And now, can they make reservations, or they just show up first come, first serve?
You can do either. I recommend making reservations for sure. We've had a few of these. As I said, we only seat 75. We've had a few where we've had to turn people away. Nicholas King was a big seller. Wayne Patino was a big seller. The more localized the person is, like if we had Mike Maino in our cabaret club.
Well, that's going to cost you a lot of money. Okay. $50. I mean, you know, come on.
So, yeah, so I do recommend you call the box office, and or you can do it online as well. Yeah. I wanted to bring, you know, the Boy Next Door and Love Songs and stuff. On Valentine's Day, we have a great guy coming in. He's a kind of an old style crooner, Danny Sullivan, just recently moved to Rhode Island from California. He was a member of the West Coast cabaret scene, and he's here in Rhode Island now. And he's doing actual Valentine's Day night, that Tuesday night, and he'll be doing a lot of great love songs for
us.
At 7:30? 7:30, yeah.
It usually lasts about 2 hours, so, you know, it certainly is something that I think is perfect to build into your Valentine's Day plans.
Right.
You know, you could have dinner beforehand and come to us after, or you could have a late supper, you know, if you want to afterwards, and it's really enjoyable. Well, I mean, that's the best word to say, and it's always different. So we've got quite a few regulars.
A little group of folks that
are buying their tickets in advance. They don't want to miss a single one. It's a, you know, once a month, it's a night out they plan on, and the parking is so convenient, so you just zip in and zip out, and especially on Tuesday nights.
You're not really fighting many 75 people total, so there's plenty of parking for you too.
Plenty of parking, easy to get to, just a stone's throw from the airport on Jefferson Boulevard. So there you go. That'll be something to do. Now, as someone that's never been there before, suppose I want to go with a group of friends. Can we reserve a table, or how does that work?
It's tables of four, but if we need to, we can pull two tables together if your group is bigger. We're very accommodating, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that's a great question to ask, because, you know, we have people that come by themselves. We have people that come in groups of two and four, but we have had, you know, groups of you know, 8 or 10 friends that want to go. And so when you, you don't actually get a ticket, you get a reservation when you purchase a reservation ahead of time. And so then we can accommodate it. And because it's all dynamic, I guess would be the word to use, we can move the seating around a little bit to accommodate bigger groups or make sure that maybe you have two tables side by side.
There you go. Because I'd probably come with three of my best friends.
Then you've got a table. We've got a table.
Get up and sing afterwards.
So. Perfect. Well, we've had some groups and we've had other people call up and say, hey, I want to sit near my friends. And, you know, that's, it's, we're able to be very responsive. And Kayla at the gate usually, and help and seat people, and you'll be hosting these two as well. So
I will, yeah.
So you actually host, so people get to see you. You're not just a pretty face on the radio.
I do. Yeah. So the minimal host duties that there are, you know, I give the basic all the
welcome speech,
the info that you have to have, and then I do perform. An opening number for each act.
And it really got started with an artist that many people here know, Ida Zecco, really kicked this off for us and got it going. And the baton is being passed. And Jason, he's hosted them previously as well. And so it's going to be all Jason all the time now.
Ooh. Wow. That's something else for your business card.
That's right. Good
point. There you go. Now, the next artist up before we take our first break is a singer that anyone would recognize as a very, very pretty voice. And part of the White Christmas tradition, because she was in the movie, talked about White Christmas earlier, Rosemary Clooney. And you have an example of something that would be sung by her, right?
We do. We have Rosemary doing The Man That Got Away.
What a great cabaret song.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Ocean State Theater Company.
The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter. The winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call. That won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to, but fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher. It's lonelier and tougher with hope
you burn up. Tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day. Looking for the man that got away. The man that got away.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're doing a special program with the Ocean State Theater Company, where we're getting to talk about things other than the currently running or about to run shows. As an example, White Christmas, we did a few weeks ago. That's still running. One more week available, so make sure you get your tickets for White Christmas. Wonderful presentation at Ocean State Theater Company. And we talked in the first segment about the cabaret that Jason will be hosting and many of those productions that are coming up. And now we kind of switch gears to Amy. This is an opportunity to talk about the younger people involved with theater.
Yeah, so part of our mission as a not-for-profit and part of the fundraising that we do helps to promote not just education for grown-ups and for, you know, things like our live music initiative, but also some of our educational and outreach programs. And so there's a few things that happen, and one of them is sort of an inevitable outcome of doing professional theater and needing children to be in those shows. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we have sort of unintentionally acquired is this group of what we call our kid alumni, these local kids that have been in professional theater shows. So mostly to give them another opportunity to perform and specifically to raise money for our OSTC scholarship funds. They have done, I think this is the fourth year now that they'll be doing an alumni concert. So I know we're going to talk a little bit about that. We also, of course, have our Family Fun Fest, which is the shows that we target nine each season for smaller children, really young children as young as 2, 3, 4 years old up through intermediate elementary school ages. So we'll let Jason talk a little bit about those shows that are coming up. And then on top of that, we've added both an outreach of taking a few of these shows into the school system. So you can actually book now a touring production of one of our educational shows. And also we've developed what we're calling OS Teen Co., the OSTC Teen Company, that is an audition-based program. And it's open to any teenager in the state of Rhode Island that can audition. And we pick about 9 kids each year. And they do 2 of the shows that are performed as part of our Family Fun Fest, one musical and one play. And that's part of the Family Fun Fest that we'll be talking about. But basically throughout our season, these Family Fun Fest shows come up once a month. And then in January, like I said, we've had this tradition of our kid alumni concert. And each year it's themed. We bring in music from the Broadway canon. I've directed them. We've brought up New York City-based directors to come and direct them. And it's produced just like any other concert in 2 acts. These kids are amazingly talented. And this year, the theme is villains v. heroes, Broadway style. Uh-huh. So we're finding songs that really tell us a message of the heroic, you know, those heroes that we know from Broadway and villains. And some of them are going to be very obvious choices and some not so obvious choices, and then we collect this music and put it into a really, really great concert that is perfect for all ages and, of course, as I said, raises money for our scholarship fund.
Excellent. All right. So, Jason, you must pay the rent. That's a villain line.
I know. That's the mustache bow tie.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then she says,
tied to the railroad tracks.
I can't. Stop, I'll pay the rent.
I'm older than this handsome face looks, Mike. I know that reference.
All right. Well, we talked about Amy mentioned all these things. And, of course, you can get all this information by going online, right, Jason? The information is there?
Yes. OceanStateTheater.org has not only the information for all of this, but also, you know, since we're talking about the kids, we do have classes that we teach for the kids as well. We have ongoing weekly classes in musical theater and acting that happen, as well as the opportunities like the Family Fun Fest and the alumni concerts and great things that the kids are doing.
All right, well, let's get out of the Rosemary Clooney mindset that we had in the first set and go to something, a musical that's a little more appropriate for what we're talking about.
Oh, so, okay, in Villains v. Hero Broadway style, so one of the most typical heroes, I think that deals with kids, but also has a lot to do with just all of us. I think every single one of us has been affected by Dr. Seuss at some point in our life. Great musical called Seussical. And, you know, the hero of that is Horton, of Horton Hears a Who. So one of those songs is actually the song Horton Hears a Who from Seussical.
We'll listen to the Who.
On the 15th of May, in the jungle of Newell, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the pool, he was splashing, enjoying the jungle's great joys, when Horton the elephant heard a small noise.
So Horton stopped splashing. He looked toward the sound.
That's funny,
thought Horton.
There's no one around.
Then he heard it again. Just a very faint yelp.
As if some tiny person were calling for help. I'll help you,
said Horton.
But who are you and where?
He looked and he looked. He could see nothing there.
But a small speck of dust blowing past.
Shh.
Through the air. I say, how confusing. I've never heard tell of a small speck of dust that was able to yell. So you know what I think. I think there must be someone on top of that small speck of dust. Some poor little person who's shaking with fear that he'll blow in the pool. He has no way to steer. He's alone in the universe. I'll just have to save him, because after all, a person's a person, no matter how small. A person's a person, no matter how small.
So gently and using the greatest of care, the elephant stretched his great trunk through the air. And he lifted the dust speck and carried it over and placed it down,
safe,
on a very soft clover.
That certainly brings back some memories. Amy, you have some specific dates of things coming up right after the new year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so things don't slow down in January for sure. As we're just listening to this kids' alumni concert is January 7th. And it's a great, you know, mid-price ticket, $25-$30 a pop. Like I said, it does support our OSTC scholarship fund. But then on January 10th, which we talked about in the first segment, is Colleen Powers as part of our cabaret club. And then January 14th, is the next step in our Family Fun Fest, which is the 11 a.m. shows for kids. And all of those tickets are only $10. And January 14th, we'll be producing Me, Myself, and Three, which is actually an original a sweet little play written by very own Jason Lodi.
Really?
Yeah.
Me, Myself, and Three.
Yeah, it's an interactive piece for younger kids. Think like 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds. And it's really about the power and the magic of how things happen in threes. So we do a little bit of interactive Goldilocks and the Three Bears, the Three Little Pigs. Some of them that you may not necessarily think of anymore, the Three Billy Goats Gruff or the Three Wishes. Mm-hmm. And it's kind
and
of
And you
a
probably
neat...
missed a great opportunity Uh-oh. By having, you know, me, myself, and my three other guys in my barbershop quartet.
Well, that would be the magic that comes in four.
It's right, and it's not too late, Mike. I could do a rewrite
all right,
real quick.
There you go. There you go. Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's that. When does that happen?
That one's on January 14th, 11 o'clock in the morning. And then that is actually one of the two shows that if you wanted to book a show to come into your school, Me, Myself, and Three, and the fantastic musical about inclusion called Polka Dots. Both of those are available to bring into schools, and we come very self-contained. We can set up in your gymnasium, in your library, in your classroom, anything like that, and do either one of those shows for your school.
And it's now that, in contrast to the Teen Company, is a group of four local professional actors, and Jason accompanies them, and it's like you said, it's all inclusive. They come mm-hmm. out, and those are performed by professional actors that go into the schools, and already had one of those happen, and it was a great success.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Kids really react strongly to, you know, having that. And that's part of the mission is, you know, we are a live professional theater. So what we want is to get folks to come to see live professional theater really anywhere. Obviously, our theater is a great choice.
Right, absolutely.
But, you know, sometimes the economics of a school system doesn't provide for a field trip or perhaps somebody's lifestyle economically doesn't really provide for their parents to take them to the theater. Mm-hmm. So we've just added that this year where now we will take our show to the school system, ultimately hoping to engage them to really enjoy the full experience of going to the theater ultimately. But it's a great sort of bridge mm-hmm. for those folks. And then, of course, our Family Fun Fest, as we said, happens every one Saturday out of every month. So in February, we have this really cool partnership with the Rhode Island Food Bank, which we're going to do a co-production for that. And there's actually two performances. Is that right?
Two performances, 11 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that is with Keith Munslow and Bill Harley are going to come in, and they perform a concert.
Familiar names to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So talented.
Concert called Sing Away Hunger, and it's benefiting the Rhode Island Community Food Bank, and it's a co-production that we're doing together with them this year.
All right, great. Well, let's get one more piece of music in before we take our next break, and that's from a show that a lot of people know called Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Yeah, this goes back to our Villains versus Heroes concert with the alumni kids from Ocean State Theater Company. So the character of Mrs. Mears is the obvious villain in this. Beatrice Lilly in the great movie from the... when is that movie? From the 60s?
Yeah.
With Mary Tyler back. Moore and Julie Andrews, right? Am I right?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Good. Thank goodness. this is Harriet Harris, however, doing from the Broadway recording. This is a song called They Don't Know.
They don't know my flair for the dramatic. Not a clue the talent I possess. Pretty girls, but not much in the attic. Face to face with genius, and they never guess. They don't know they're staring at an artist, highly trained to take on any role. Skillful mime and brilliant laundry cartist seeking retribution for the life they stole. I almost acted Chekhov, Ibsen, Shaw, Moliere. I almost starred as Peter Pan, imagine moi midair. I almost tackled Shakespeare, a blushing Juliet. And if the house were big enough, I still could play her yet. They don't know I'm hotter news than Dooza, Helen Hayes, and Bernhardt all in one. They're on top, and I look like a loser. Wait and see who's standing when my play is done. So welcome on, you bright young ladies. You're checking in to Hotel Hades. I won't stand by while critics praise ya. You're getting shipped to Southeast Asia. But they don't know, they don't know. Sad to be all alone in the world. But they don't know.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Ocean State Theater's Amy Turner and Jason Zloty. And Jason has been talking about the cabarets that have been going to be coming into the theater, and then the children's events, and now we're switching gears to let's just talk about Amy. There was a show a while back from the old, Ray Bolger, I believe, that sang the song Once in Love with Amy.
That is true.
And you took that title and ran with that, and now you have a new series coming up.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, my stomach turns over just at the thought of thinking about it. It's very interesting what performers find terrifying. And as an actress, a dancer, a singer who's made a career out of book shows, playing characters, the thought of doing my own show is really perhaps believable or unbelievably daunting, to really just have to tell my own story or to sing my own songs. And last year, someone came up with this brilliant idea of doing a show called Once in Love with Amy that would feature me singing 20 songs. And, one who's typically says yes when asked to do things, I said, yeah, sure. And then I was like, I don't even know 20 songs. Oh, my goodness. And so I was very fortunate that a wonderful accompanist, Tamara Stevenson, and a dear friend of mine, M.K. Lawson, came up. M.K. Sort of was the purveyor of taste, if you will, a director, I guess, of the production. And, I guess it went okay because people said, are you doing it again next year? And so, of course, I said, sure.
Yeah, of course.
So we're calling this Twice in Love with Amy.
Now, this would be the same songs you sang last year?
Yeah, no, it won't be. It'll be a little different. The subtitle of last year's was something ridiculous like Puppy Love and Love Everlasting, yeah, or something like that. And I sort of took a journey of one person's journey through love, of that first blush of love, and then that heartbreaking breakup, and then finding a second chance at love. And it was sort of a loosely based narrative, and I found some quotes from different amazing people, philosophers, but even people like Bob Marley and Joan Crawford, that had these unbelievable things to say about love, and sort of wove that into a narrative. So this time, it's still forming itself, honestly. I have until February 18th. But I'm anticipating doing about half of the same songs.
Okay, so the week after Valentine, or the weekend after Valentine's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That weekend.
And it's I said last year that I said something like, bring your sweetheart or bring your broken heart. It doesn't really matter. Like, it's not, it's not going to be all songs where you're just going to want to hold hands, but hopefully, there will be some of those songs. But it's a broader interpretation of love songs.
Mm-hmm.
I was really fortunate last year that my daughter sang two songs with me. So there's, there's just all kinds of love. And, mm-hmm, and when I really thought about it, I said, the material is very broad and open. When you just say what is a love song?
Right.
Or what is a song about love? It kind of is almost every song ever written.
Well, there you go. There's an angle for everything, right? Now, I did hear someone say at a theater, not the Ocean State Theater, that I was at a few weeks ago, and I was seeing a production, and they saw you with a young man and said, "Is that her boyfriend?" Now, I don't know if that's a compliment to you or to him, but you were with your son.
I was. Really? Yes. Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know if that happened. You say
if
it did.
If this was television, you could see Amy blushing.
I have a very handsome son.
Right.
Who is definitely too young for me to be dating, for the record. Okay. But he's a lovely, lovely date to have. So
there you go. And so maybe we get him to sing a song with you. That would be kind of cool.
No.
Okay.
It's I've said this to both of my children, and my son is in possession of some truly unique and amazing talents, and singing is not one of those.
All right.
His sister also is lucky enough to have some amazing talents, and singing is one of hers. She also loves singing as well, so that's a bonus.
There you go.
But I will say this, one of his amazing talents is that he's willing to do anything. So if I told him to come up and sing with me, he'd be right there.
All right. I see him more as a, you know, song and dance man with the little, you know, tip of the hat kind of thing. You know, I could see him doing
I'm
that.
Sure he could charm anyone off the
there
stage.
You go. All right. Jason, that leads us to Amy music. And what do we have coming up here? This is someone that was recently at the theater.
Well, back in April, we were lucky enough to have Miss Betty Buckley come and do a one-woman concert. So this is Come Rain or Come Shine, Betty Buckley, that glorious, satiny, smooth, silky voice of hers.
Obviously a love song.
There you go.
Love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Jason and Amy. It's wrapping up to the end of the hour. I want to make sure we get a couple things in. First off, I want to make sure that everyone remembers the website, oceanstatetheater.org, or the phone number they can call at the box office.
Yep, box office opens every day at noon, 401-921-6800-6800.
And everything we've talked about today is very, very affordable. All of the cabaret things and the kids festival and the Once in Love with Amy, all of those tickets are under $40, right?
That's right, between $10 and $39, depending upon which event you want to choose.
Well, there you go. So a great thing. And what a wonderful idea for Christmas. We have just a few shopping days left. Well, here's a thought. Just get a $1,000 gift certificate to the Ocean State Theater for your loved one, or $500 or $100 or whatever it is. But can they get gift certificates versus tickets?
Absolutely, yeah. So we actually do quite a bit of that. You can get a gift certificate in any denomination and give that as a gift. They can actually print it out, purchase it and print it right online with folding instructions.
So they have it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Or you can stop by the box office, of course, or do it over the phone. Mm-hmm. But in person or online is really the best way. And then we also, up until December 31st, we also sell our Flex Pass, and they could still get a Pick 4 subscription. So you could also give something a little more specific where that person would have that option. So there's really three great ways they can give the gift of theater. All of them leave your recipient with the opportunity to utilize that for the show that they wish to see.
Absolutely.
At the seat they want to sit in.
And do it before December 31st, and it's a nonprofit, so that means you get some tax benefit from donating or purchasing things from the Ocean State Theater Company.
That's right, yeah. So obviously the ticket purchase is not deductible, but there are different ways to support the events through donations. And yes, of course, it is the season of giving, and a lot of people just love to give in December, or maybe there's a tax benefit for them personally. We'd be obviously very happy to take the generosity and put it back out into the community.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in today. We have one more song to listen to from the Once in Love with Amy 2.
That's right.
Once in Love with Amy also. Once in Love with Amy Roman numeral 2.
Yeah.
I don't know which it's going to be.
It's once crossed out twice in love with Amy.
Oh, twice in love with Amy.
Get it?
Right.
Well, yeah, because this is number 2.
Jason, well, I don't know about you, but I've been in love with Amy more than twice. So
have you?
Yeah,
good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 25, 30 times probably. All right. We have one more song, and we're going to go to A Chorus Line, right, Jason?
Yeah, the great original cast of A Chorus Line, the great Priscilla Lopez singing What I Did for Love.
This is how I closed the concert last year, because obviously one of my great loves is the theater.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we all forget what I did for love, what I did for love. Bye. say goodbye and point me toward tomorrow.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.